all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. I'm Anna. That's Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. If you post terrible pictures of people online because you don't get what you want, that's all I need to know about you.
You're going to have to explain that one because there's a couple different people. Like, I know people that always post photos of people and they're like, look at me and my friends. But they always seem to post photos where their friends look terrible
and they look great all the time.
I know people like that. Is that this or is this something else?
This is something completely different. There was a guy who was at Target and there was a $90 electric toothbrush and it was mislabeled for one penny.
I actually heard about this. Right. And
so what happened was is that he took a picture of the poor girl who was working the register who says, I can't give this to you. Yeah, I couldn't give this to you for 1 cent because it's mislabeled and it's a mistake. So this guy thought he would be so, he threatened to sue her and sue Target. And she's just doing
her job.
Call
the police. Call the police. Have them write a police report, all this stuff. He's kind of known for these things. This is a guy in Massachusetts who is supposedly an investigative journalist, what they call journalism now.
Well, what a J-E-R-K, if you ask me.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Good for you. When you spell it, it doesn't make it better.
Right. So anyway, he posts this terrible picture of her online, and it goes viral. And for all the right reasons, people take her side, and they've started a GoFundMe account to send her on vacation. Here she is talking about the situation.
This person obviously wants that attention, and I never want that to get to him. I want it to stay positive. I am Target toy. I am. Yes. I will wear it proudly. Absolutely.
Anytime somebody threatens to sue you because they don't get their way, that is all I need to know about
Last I heard, the GoFundMe was at like 40 grand.
Yeah, let me see.
So good for Target
toy.
Said,
and it she said out. That she's going to send most of it to charity.
You know what? Here's the thing. Does anybody expect to get something for a cent because it's mislabeled?
I mean,
seriously.
People
I know you're trying to do like some internet policy type ridiculous nonsense, but all you're looking for is attention and you're targeting a real person. This girl was the subject of some hate before these people came up with something good.
It's one thing to argue about somebody not taking your coupon and you believe you're right. It's another thing.
Or if the sale's over or it's mismarked or something, of course.
But you can't have a $90 toothbrush and think that she's going to give it to you for 1 cent. Get out of here. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, for real. If you cancel an appointment or a conference call or something like that 3 minutes before it's actually supposed to take place, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm.
People plan their days around things. People move things around for that. And when you call 3 minutes before and go, oh, I'm sorry, or respond to a confirmation 3 minutes before by going, oh, I'm sorry, that's just terrible. It's bad practice.
It has to be a real emergency when you're canceling last minute.
Any time in an emergency, absolutely.
Yeah.
But to just say, hey, I forgot, or I've made this or done that.
I know people that we have scheduled to have lunch together or a meeting together, they cancel like a half hour before. And I don't think that they realize that I have a sitter at my house
already. Moving things around and it's rude.
Exactly. I still got to pay this lady to watch my child.
No matter what you have going on, there's something else you could have been doing if you didn't have to, compensate for them.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you're driving on the highway in traffic and you don't use your blinker to change lanes, which you should be doing normally, that is all I need to know about you.
Yeah, I can't stand the non-blinker users. It's one of my biggest things. I use a blinker on a deserted highway when there's nobody behind me.
Because it's free.
It's
free.
People act like they got to put a quarter in the column on the car every time they use it. Come on.
When I first read this story, Raven, I didn't even think it was a big deal. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. I understand why they're doing that. And I moved on to the next story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been like 5 days now, and everybody's been talking about it and complaining about it. And I think people have lost their minds.
What's going on?
I'm Anna. That's Raven. There is a restaurant out in San Francisco. It's kind of a swanky restaurant.
I would imagine so. I mean, pretty much everything in San Francisco is, right?
Yep. And they have instituted a new rule. It's only temporary while they have, like, conferences. I guess they have a big event going on this week. Where if you stay over 90 minutes at the restaurant, they implement an additional $30 per person per hour to sit at the table.
So, after 90 minutes, there's no camping. Like, you got to get out. You got to get moving. Or it's how much? It's
$30 per person per hour.
Per person.
So, if you're a table of four, it now becomes... $120
don't
an hour.
Don't try and do math.
Oh, here, I won't. I won't. But you get it.
Yes. No, yeah. I get it. Right. Yes. And yeah. It will add up. And yeah. I'm not sure if they're tipping on that amount, but I hear it. I'm for that, man.
Me
I like
too.
That.
So, I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in the restaurant business. My parents own restaurants. And there are the campers. There are the people that come, and their entire night entertainment is to sit at that table.
Right.
And from, like, a local restaurant perspective, like my mom and dad are, where we need to turn those tables
at least
2 to 3 times a night to be able to pay our bills and keep the lights on and pay the staff.
The exceptions being, of course, obviously, if people are still eating and drinking, they can do whatever they want.
Listen, if the kitchen is slow or there's a problem, that's one thing. But when you finish...
You don't mind if somebody moves in.
Right. Like, at that point, you just, you know, what are you going to do? It's your mistake.
If it's empty, you don't care about squatters is what you're saying. Because in San Francisco, you know, housing could be a problem. And these people could actually be living
there. They live at table six.
Be living there, you know, like, I mean, anything could happen.
Oh, that couple, the Petersons, they live at table six.
Right.
That's where they live. The shower's right under the table.
Right, right. The mail guy is coming by, going, right. Are they going to begin receiving things here now?
And I think that there's this false sense where people believe that if they go out to dinner, and let's say you go at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. that's their entertainment for the evening.
Right.
And they just, I've seen it all the time. And the most uncomfortable thing, Raven, and, you know, I've been a hostess.
Is having to ask people to move. Get out.
Having people ask, we had it down to a science.
How do you do it?
Oh, yeah. We say
there's a developed line.
Yeah. There's a couple things we would do.
Give them to me. I need them.
So if it was during the shift, like they had like an earlier reservation and the next reservation was waiting, we'd say, we are so happy that you're here and that you've enjoyed your dinner. We would love to buy you a round at the bar.
Right.
Because we have to get the next table in.
That's
still
savvy.
It costs us money.
Yeah,
we
got to
buy
savvy.
Them around. It is what it is.
Right.
But it keeps everybody happy. But at the end of the night, the squatters at the end of the night, those are the worst.
What do you say to them?
Because people want to go home.
Right. What do you say to them?
You turn on the lights, right? If you're at a restaurant and they turn on the lights all the way up, you got to go.
Sometimes it's universal, pretty much. If the lights are down anywhere you mm-hmm. are and then they are suddenly turned up, I mean, I don't even think you need to be in a restaurant or bar. That signals get out or the train is leaving.
Some people don't get the hint. So you know what would be the last tactic I would use?
What's up?
I send the busboys to take the water off the table. So now... That's what we do.
So not only have they cleaned the table,
yep.
but even if the water is there, icy
and
delicious, that's it. We're
clear the table.
We're removing your ability to survive like in a desert climate or something. You're removing hydration.
And the last
the basic
tactic.
Human thing that we all need.
Like, take a hint. Take it to your house.
Life requires water.
But you're going to love this. The final step
yes.
to get people out at the end of the night.
Okay.
Zio Damiano, right?
But,
we send him in with the broom to start sweeping. My uncle. Go sweep. As soon as they see the dishwashers come out with the brooms, then they know it's time to go.
Does he maintain a perimeter or he gets in close?
Oh, yeah. No, he don't care. He get right in there. 3 ways you can legally protect yourself in 2020. We call it January. Things you can do that make your life a little bit better in the new year. I'm Anna. That's Raven. And joining us from Miami, it's Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court. So nice to talk to you again.
Good talking to you. Nice to be back with you.
Judge, you're in Miami. Is it crazier now that the Super Bowl is coming that way, or is it just regular Miami all the time?
Well, as it turns out, this Super Bowl happens to be my husband's 60th birthday, so we're having a huge party. So it's crazy in my house, but we're not actually going to the Super Bowl. His brothers, he has brothers and a cousin all over the country, and they may fly in, actually. We're working on it.
Let's get your prediction now. Who's going to win the game?
Let me just tell you, I don't even know who's going to play. So.
All right. It's Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court. Marilyn, give us 3 ways we can protect ourselves in 2020.
So there were a couple of things that I thought about, particularly in the North. One of the things you want to make sure you take care of is having the kind of insurance that'll pay for your own damages to your car, because black ice is a real problem. And when you slip on black ice, that is an act of nature. You can't sue the business near it. You're not going to be able to cover your expenses unless you have collision insurance and no fault insurance. I always like to check that all of my loved ones are protected that way.
One thing that I've seen before, too, is that if you don't have the gap insurance or whatever, in the wintertime, I mean, you can really get stuck out. You buy a car thinking you have enough coverage, and it's just not there. And you're talking about pennies on a dollar versus...
Pennies on a dollar.
Right,
exactly.
Versus the whole policy. When you're going in and you're broke, you're like, oh, just give me the minimum. But the maximum might just be $100 more a year.
Right. And so you don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish. You have to be a planner. Another thing that I often see going wrong at this time, and then we end up with the lawsuits later on when it's nice and warm, are the pipes. You need to make sure that you keep the heat on, in particular if you're going out of town. Your heat has to be on at the temperature that it takes for your pipes not to freeze. Otherwise, the kind of damage that happens from that is just can be staggering. Better to pay a few more pennies on utility bills than to end up with, you know, vast legal bills.
One last tip, Judge. Give it to us.
This isn't so much legally protected, but it's just a smart legal move. If you are going to buy a house and you know you're going to buy a house, this is actually one of the best times to buy a house because most people don't transition at this time. It's tough. It's cold. It's the middle of a school year. Most people do all their purchasing if they're going to buy something in the summer. And it's actually a wonderful negotiating tool for a residential real estate contract when nobody else is. You're going to get a better price. You're going to be able to work out a better deal.
Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court, thank you.
Good talking to you. Take care.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, a couple tells us their problem, and you're the judge. Carrie and Rob. Carrie, let's start with you. What's going on?
I booked an indoor water park getaway weekend. Have you seen those where they have all those rides, slides? And I have two kids and my husband. So I found it on a Groupon, and it was so much cheaper than it normally is because it's very expensive normally.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I didn't know that it was Super Bowl weekend. I don't even know when the Super Bowl is. And isn't it usually in January? Now it's February. I didn't know, so I booked the weekend.
Okay.
And now my husband's flipping out because he says he doesn't want to go. And I said, well, what do you care? The Giants aren't even playing. Like, what does it matter to you? What's the big deal if you're there for the Super Bowl? You don't even care who's playing in the Super Bowl. And now he won't go, and I booked it. And you can't, if you do Groupon, you can't switch it.
I see.
Well, typically I'd have a lot of sympathy for you, but I mean, it is the Super Bowl. It's practically a national holiday.
But is it really? Like, is it different?
Yeah, for guys it is. Enjoy the swimming. I mean, what can I tell you?
Look, I love the Oscars, but am I not going to go to a water park because the Oscars are on? No. Suck it up.
Picture of the year versus MVP of the big game. I don't know if that comparison is the same for me.
Yeah, can you believe that? Would you go?
Well, the trip would have been ran by me first because you should see what I have to go through to just pick my wife's seats on a plane. Super Bowl weekend, unless I was part of coming up with that plan, no.
With the little kids running around in pee water and stuff, I'm not going. So she booked it. She said she can't get the money back, so I told her to have a good time. I'm not going.
This sounds like the best Super Bowl party ever.
First of all, I think that's ridiculous that you could say that I'm just not going to go. You have a family, okay? That comes before Super Bowl, hanging out with your friends and drinking beer.
I'll discuss it with the kids, but hun, when we're there, they're not going to pay attention to us, so I don't have to go. That's what a water park is for, to keep the kids off.
So why don't you go watch the game in the room?
Right. Why can't you just go watch the game in the room? I'm sure there's going to be some, like, an area there where there's a bunch of dads all sitting around watching the game.
I don't think any dad in his right mind is going to be there on the weekend. That's why she booked it and got it so cheap, because nobody's going.
Well, guys, listen, what we do here is we put things to a vote and we can let our audience decide. If they agree with you, Carrie, Rob, you're going to suck it up and you're going to go to the indoor water park, force yourself to have a good time and find the TV somewhere there. But they may agree with you, Rob. Carrie shouldn't have booked it for that weekend, even though she had no idea, and that you're off the hook because it's Super Bowl weekend. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm right, and they're going to answer it the way I see it, so that's fine.
Well, let's find out. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the couple Court with Anna and Raven.
Carrie saw an awesome Groupon for a water park, and she booked it. She booked it for a couple nights, and she was so excited about it. Turns out it's Super Bowl weekend. She had no idea.
Bad planning.
Rob is like, we are not going to this water park with the kids on Super Bowl weekend. Like, we're going to stay home and watch the game like we do every other year. And she says he's overreacting. His team's not even in it. What does he care? They're getting a good deal on him to go away.
I mean, you're going to watch it in some uncomfortable chair in some terrible bar where it smells like chlorine and there's a bunch of other random people there. If there's anybody there at the water park alone, instead of the comfort of your own home or over at a friend's house. You've been waiting all year for this game.
Have you?
Yes!
The team's not even in it. Giants aren't in it.
I guess you're not a football fan, Anna, so you wouldn't know.
I guess. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely on the dad side. Super Bowl happens once a year.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. When it comes to Super Bowl parties, even, I have to be very selective if I'm going or throwing one. Because if my team is in it, I can't take the random heckler being over the top the whole game. It's just too obnoxious for me.
Oh, I mean, bigger question is, if you can't get the money back in the water park, then you gotta go.
No, he doesn't have to go. Oh. Hey, he's just a body not there. What does he care? The money's already spent. Why would he care?
His team's not even in it.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to throw away $80 so that you can be where you want to be to watch the thing you want
to
watch.
Those water parks have gotten ridiculously expensive to go to.
Not on a Groupon, not on Super Bowl weekend.
Probably like at least $300-$400.
It's like having your own ocean. Enjoy the park.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Hannah and Raven. Carrie was so excited that she found a great deal on Groupon for a water park that they've been wanting to go to forever that she just booked it. Turns out she booked it for Super Bowl weekend. She had no idea. And her husband's like, no, we're not going. And she's like, no, we're going. Your team's not in it. What's the big deal? You could watch it at the water park.
I mean, I'm sure that Carrie is very busy, but the amount of stuff that you've got to have going on to have blinders on to the biggest, viewed event on the planet, essentially, every year, it's kind of surprising to me. She should have asked.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I'm on the guy's side. It's a Super Bowl. I understand that his team may not be in it, and I do understand that she's not a sports person, and I get that, but it is the Super Bowl, and he really shouldn't be at a water park. He should be someplace where he wants to be to watch the game.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
The husband's side. I am a diehard Dallas fan. They're not in it, but I am definitely going to be watching the Super Bowl. I have the same situation, so opposite. My husband is really not into football. If he booked the trip, I would be home watching the Super Bowl.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Her side. Every moment spent with your family should be of joy and blessing. And the game, as wonderful as it's going to be, you can watch it at any bar TV in the place.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Couples Court this morning, it's Carrie and Rob. And Rob, our audience agreed with you. If you're not comfortable going, you don't want to go, you want to enjoy the Super Bowl, just let him have his time. And Carrie, you're on your own for this one.
Of course they agree with me. Any normal human being would agree with me.
Yeah, but how am I gonna do all the slides with the kids? They want to do one. They want to do one here, one there. Whatever. I'll figure it
out. They'll be fine.
Whatever.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. Hope you enjoy the game and the water park getaway. If anybody else has an issue, of course, you can always email us, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
You're listening to the Anna and Raven Show.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
it. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Hey, Meredith, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Meredith.
Okay.
Thank you.
Meredith, Raven is walking out of here. When that door finally closes, you're going to hear it slam. And I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Michelle Obama released her workout playlist, and it included music by Cardi B, Bruno Mars, J-Lo, and this famous married couple that sing songs like Crazy in Love.
Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
Number 2, Halsey wished her actor boyfriend Evan Peters a happy birthday. He is best known for his roles on this FX anthology series.
American Horror Story.
Number 3, Pamela Anderson married the producer of A Star is Born. His name is John Peters. What iconic TV show did Pamela Anderson wear a red bathing suit?
Baywatch.
Number 4, Airbnb is offering a Valentine's Day stay at the Italian townhouse where they shot the 1968 version of Romeo and Juliet. Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
William Shakespeare.
And number 5, Prince Harry will be played by Orlando Bloom in an animated series based on the royal family. Who is Orlando Bloom engaged to?
Katy Perry.
Nice job, Meredith. Raven! Not looking at me. Now he is. Okay.
Go.
Meredith got all 5.
That's impressive.
Yep.
See how I do.
Okay. Number 1, Michelle Obama released her workout playlist, and it included music by Cardi B, Bruno Mars, J-Lo, and this famous married couple that sing songs like Crazy in Love.
It's Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That's right. Number 2, Halsey wished her actor boyfriend Evan Peters a happy birthday. He is best known for his roles on this FX anthology series.
What's his name again?
Evan Peters, excuse me.
And it's on FX, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Come on, Raven. I need an answer.
I'm just going to...
Come on.
Can you repeat the entire question again?
No!
Yes, one more time.
Halsey wished her actor boyfriend Evan Peters a happy birthday, is best known for his roles in this FX anthology series.
Oh, it can't...
Raven, I'm going to need an answer.
All right, it's not The Alienist, is it?
No, it's American Horror Story. Meredith, you just won it. You beat Raven and wrote that Greek. All right. Great job. Hold on. Let's get through the rest of these.
Congratulations, fantastic. Meredith.
You're trying to stall.
I didn't know that one.
That was the longest that you've ever tried to stall me.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure it out. I don't watch that show, so I didn't know.
Three, Pamela Anderson married the producer of A Star Is Born, John Peters. What iconic TV show did Pamela Anderson wear a red bathing suit?
Baywatch, of course.
Yep. Number four, Airbnb is offering a Valentine's Day stay at the Italian townhouse where they shot the 1968 version of Romeo and Juliet. Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
And number five, Prince Harry will be played by Orlando Bloom in an animated series based on the royal family.
Okay.
Who is Orlando Bloom engaged to?
My girlfriend, Katy Perry.
Not your girlfriend, actually his girlfriend.
Totally my girlfriend. I mean, Halsey will break up with that guy in a minute. That guy shouldn't even count.
Meredith, congratulations. You just beat Raven, broke his win streak, and picked yourself up a $100 gift card to Dunkin'.
It's a great job, Meredith.
Awesome. My name is Meredith, and I just beat Raven.
Thank you, Meredith. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
Great job. I didn't want to lose again before the Super Bowl.
Well, you did, and we've got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions, so you can beat Raven, too, coming up today in the 5 o'clock hour. What did someone tell you you couldn't do, and then you did it? 1-800-330-9999. I'm going to explain. I'm Anna. That's Raven. Raven, there's this article in USA Today, and it quotes a bunch of self-made millionaires,
okay.
and they were asked for the best advice you would ever receive.
All right.
So Marla Beck, she's the founder of Blue Mercury. She was told to become an expert at something.
Right.
That makes sense.
Okay, right. Do one thing, do it well.
Right.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Become a master of all. I've heard that, too. So
I would go with, I think if you're an expert at one thing, it's true. You become like the person that people go to. Matt Clark, he's the co-founder of Amazing.com. He says, do the best job you can at everything you do, and the result is not your responsibility.
So that immediately contradicts what the first statement said.
Right.
Which is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of this
you can
advice,
find your motivation in everything, I think, is a lesson, right?
Right. But Barbara Corcoran, she's the real estate mogul. You know, you see her on Shark Tank. She told this story about how she started her company with her boyfriend when she was young. And then one day he came home and he told her that he was going to marry their secretary.
Bye.
And this happened.
And right before I left the office and leaving Ray and Tina, and Ray said, you know, Barbara, you'll never succeed without me. And thank God he said that to me, because I knew he had just handed me an insurance policy to succeed for the rest of my life.
I feel like everybody will say that in a spiteful relationship that is splitting there. But again, find your motivation wherever. Think about when you were a teenager, Anna Zapp, and you had your first boyfriend and your parents said, you'll never marry that boy. And then you said, I love him forever.
Well, that never happened because I'm Italian and I couldn't bring home a guy until I actually was going to marry him.
Well, it happened to a lot of people.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying. That's the us against the world mentality.
But I think what it comes down to is there's so much good advice that you can get out there. But when somebody tells you something negative, that's usually what it is that fuels your fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it can be a great motivator. I can recall early on in this job, people telling me that there was no money to be made as a DJ or, you know, you'll never basically make it. Or you know what I really love to hear all the time is...
Yeah.
That's not really a job, though.
Right. Yep. That's my favorite.
And then I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to go to work tomorrow and grind again. Like
yeah.
I do, you know, I'm going to wake up at 3:30. I'm going to wake up at 4, you know, and then when I see you down the road and you've been lazy at your job and you wonder why you've never moved up or anything like that, then yeah, it's a motivator.
Yeah. So that comes to one. What does somebody tell you you couldn't do it and that you did do it?
Oh, you know what I hate? Oh, you're so lucky, though.
You're so lucky.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I remember one time when I was doing stand-up comedy, I had done a great set. It was like I did it at Caroline's on Broadway.
And you felt it.
And it was awesome.
Right, right. Felt the energy. Felt good.
It felt so good. And I was new and I was young and I, you know, I had all the hope and dreams. And the next night, I opened for a big comedian and it was a really exciting moment for me and I bombed. And he pulled me aside after the show. And, you know, it's one of those moments where you think he's going to tell you something really motivating.
It's going to uplift you. It's going to make you feel great. That kind of thing.
He looked at me and he goes, "You're not funnier than every other blonde comedian girl on this trail." That's what he said.
Wow.
And I remember taking it so to heart because this is somebody I respected and it was good. And I took it and I was so sad. And then I was like, no, I'm going to figure out a better way to do this.
Right,
you know?
Right. I mean, at the very least, figure out a way to kick his butt.
Well.
Right.
And I think he's still doing
it. Just get the address right now. We'll go get him.
1-800-330-9999. What was that one thing that somebody told you you couldn't do, but you proved them wrong? You did it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did somebody tell you you couldn't do, but then you did it anyway?
Okay, I graduated high school in 1982. I had an IEP. I was in resource, and I was a terrible, terrible test taker. My guidance counselor told me, don't waste my parents' money applying to college. Mm. Because I'll never be accepted.
Wow.
Well, 2 master's degrees and a 30-year teaching career later, I went back to the high school to tell her I had gotten my second master's, and she was gone by then. I don't know if she was retired or dead or both.
Right.
So you know what?
I took those words to heart, and I went with them.
Yeah. So you killed her with your success.
Good.
I love it.
I killed her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Great job. Great job.
I feel like if you ever want to make somebody succeed, tell them that you can't.
Especially me. Right.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Never tell me no.
Is murder as a byproduct of success really a crime?
I don't think so. She had it coming. Last text message movie. All we're going to do is read. You're going to read us your last text message, and we're going to create an entire movie out of the blue based on whatever it says.
Now, I got to be honest with you. Maybe I was a little bit excited before, okay? But mm-hmm. I feel a little bit more warmed up now.
Yeah, I don't think we're very good at this, to be honest.
I feel warmed up now, all right? I feel ready to go.
All right. I'm Anna. That's Raven. Let's do this. Okay, Alvaro, what was your last text message?
Oh, my last text message. I'll be out of the bathroom in 5.
All right, Raven, create a movie based on I'll be out of the bathroom in 5. Go.
Albero woke up thinking today would be like any other day. Albero, he likes his job, but he doesn't love it. He feels a little bit stuck in his position, but he gives it his all as he goes in. Then, as he enters the building, a rumble in his stomach. He's got to use the lab because he's super efficient. He won't get a chance to stop later on. You go into the lab, the door clicks behind you, and you realize you won't be leaving this room. You turn on the light. There are 4 other individuals there. One looks at you knowingly as if I've been waiting for you.
I've already stopped watching this movie.
Are you kidding me? This worked great for Saw. There was only 2 people in that room.
Okay.
There's 4 in this one.
All right. Thank you, Albero.
Albero, you're going to be a star. This is like that one 127 hours where he has to cut his arm off to get out of there. We were going there.
This one is going to be mine. Hi, who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn, can you read me your last... Can you read me your last text, please?
That was just this morning. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. This is a story about a middle-aged woman who is going through her life and she's going through the motions. And here it comes, that big milestone birthday, her 40th. She has been waiting for it, not so much with hope and anticipation, but more with a sense of dread. Because as this birthday approaches, she knows from when she was a child and somebody had whispered into her ear that her 40th birthday would be the last day that Earth was in one piece. So as she was waiting for Earth to explode, she blew out the candles,
right,
knowing that when that last candle blew up, kaboom!
Right.
It was the end. That's a movie, Raven.
I mean, I don't know.
Thank you,
Evelyn. I want to be open. And Raven, who's this?
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Can you read us your last text message, please?
Oh, my God, you lazy
Oh, my God, you lazy
Go ahead, Raven. What's this movie about?
They're always talking about the new generation as if they have nothing to offer the world. But when grandfather believes that there is a hero within his bloodline, when aliens attack the Earth and the skies are filled with spaceships from another planet, they turn to this one individual who failed out of the ROTC but still manages to show up and go for a walk with his granddad every week. He discovers his superpower. He can talk with the aliens. We always thought he was just lazily sitting in his basement doing nothing but playing video games. Turns out he was developing his own language based on sounds that he heard and ambionic noises. We thought the furnace was on the fritz. Turns out it's a different language.
Lynn, would you watch that movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Box office gold right there.